does not take away from the weakness. So God has to reprove him insofar as the weakness is concerned, because this is a benefit to the individual. God's judgment is purely in terms, purely objective. The human being's judgment, even at the highest level, can't be totally objective. But the bottom line in his mind, he thinks, is he good or is he bad? He's a good person, he's a wonderful person, etc. It has to be a nice thing. It's strictly in terms of the functional, some kind of functional concept. Whether, even if he's objective, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the judgment is totally different. It's not, are you good to God or are you bad to God? It's not a personal kind of a situation. There is no personal. It's not personal. That's what the Maimon is telling us. Lo yikach shochad is a deeper idea. Lo yikach shochad means that God's judgment is not insofar as your personal relationship to Him. That's not the judgment. Personal relationship to Him, so you say shochad. I did a lot of mitzvahs, but personally I was very good to God. So what did God want from me? So now He likes me, and now I'm ensured that He's not going to judge me critically. No, it's not true. Because the idea of God's judgment is not in terms of a personal relationship with Him. It's a different kind of a thing. God's judgment is purely in terms of perfecting the individual, perfecting the person. So the greatest individual, if he has a defect and God would fail to perfect him, that would be, on the contrary, that would be an injustice. That would be an injustice. Yes. Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, the scale was mentioned in the Rambam. That you're right. That if he has more mitzvahs than averus, so he's judged l'chaim. He's judged l'chaim. That's right. He's judged l'chaim. You're right. So you see, it does matter. So how do you reconcile that with this concept? Good question. All right. What the answer? When, in other words, in terms of Yom HaDin, like the Rambam mentioned, in terms of Yom HaDin, where the person has more mitzvahs than averus, it doesn't mean that the mitzvahs cancel out the averus. Even though there is a process of mazalishu, there is a process of mazalishu, that's something else. But what it means is, first of all, the way the Rambam over there, when he's discussing about whether the person has more mitzvahs than averus, he's discussing essentially the judgment on this earth. On this earth. So we want to talk through that Rambam. Which means to say that God permits in other words, if a person would be judged for every aver he did on this earth, it would simply be impossible to go through life. Impossible to go through life? Because everybody does averus, and they're going to receive an ownership. Every aver he does in this world, and you can't get any world. So the world has to be judged simply, the individuals and the nations and the kol olam kulo has to be judged in terms of whether on the whole, you see, whether on the whole their existence is worthwhile. That's the judgment insofar as this world is concerned. But it can't be human life if you're going to judge in terms of a particular. By the way, that's what Chazal mean when they say by Tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medakdek Imam Kachot HaSayra. Moshe Rabbeinu was judged even for one small avera. It means that a real tzaddik is not in that type of a judgment. A real tzaddik is in a judgment where every single thing he does, he receives an onus for it. He deserves it in this world. But the rest of the world is impossible to be that way. Because if the rest of the world was that way, you would have no world. You wouldn't have, people would simply not be able to go through this life. But what the Rambam is talking about, shochad, means ultimately, after a person goes through this life, then there's a day of judgment. That day of judgment, when God judges him, he doesn't look at the overall picture. The overall picture is important in terms of a person being able to continue in Olam Hazeh. It's a judgment. There's two judgments. There's a judgment in Olam Hazeh. There's a judgment in Olam Haba. The judgment in Olam Hazeh is in terms of whether a person's life is worthwhile. That's a different. If the world was completely Rishoyim, if the whole world was on the whole more Rishoyim, more evil than good, then the world would not be able to continue. You see, wouldn't be able to continue. But if on the whole there's more good, even fractionally, it means it's going to continue. It doesn't mean to say that those who are in the world are not going to be judged for their defects. It's a situation of, there's a situation of Olam Hazeh, there's a situation of Olam Haba. Two different judgments. You see. But a person, logically it has to be the way. A person lives 70 years, So now, if you now when he stands before the Bo'ei Olam, the judgment, you can't tell me he's not going to have any Averis. He's going to tell me that he was judged for everything in this world. He'd come, everybody would come and nothing into the next world. Right. Now, the answer is that in human life, in order for human life to exist, there are certain requirements. But it doesn't mean that if you fulfill the requirements for existence in terms of this world, that means you're a Tzaddik Gomor. I mean, you understand, it's not true. It means that there's still those defects that the individual has, he'll be judged for. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he mentions Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is different. That's what Chazal says. Tzaddikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaktik Imam Kechut HaSayra. It means the judgment of tzaddikim in this world is just like they're in the next world. There's no difference. But an average person can't tolerate such a judgment. The whole world would be destroyed if that was a judgment. So therefore, an average person, if he's Lakaf's horse, he has more mitzvahs than Averis, so then he's even L'chaim. But it doesn't mean to say that the Avera is removed. Essentially, what is the Rambam saying though, essentially? Yeah. And the reason why Tzivah doesn't want Chachal Hashem is because since there was a Chilul Shem Shemayim, the only way the Chilul Shem Shemayim can be undone is through people seeing that there was a judgment. And people don't know that the person does do it. He was Beino Levena Mako. People don't see that. So it's impossible because the effect of Chilul Hashem can't be undone except by people observing the fact that the person was there. But basically, that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying is, what is Rambam's idea of Lo'ikach Shochat? It means the concept of God as a judge is not the idea that there's a personal relationship. Like a human judge, it's a personal concept, which means to say that he looks at this individual, is he a good individual for society, is he a bad individual for society? But Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a personal concept. It's a different kind of a judgment. It's an objective judgment, so therefore for every avera that he does, he has to be corrected. That's basically that. Yes. Yeah, what's the muscle of a bribe? See, a bribe is only the highest degree of the highest degree of the personal. What is a bribe? A bribe is you tell the judge, look, if you sway the law in my favor, I'll take care of you this way. So that's the height of the personal. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no need to say that the height of the personal doesn't exist. What he's saying is no aspect of the personal exists whatsoever. So it's not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at the person and says, is this person a good person to me? Is he good to me? There is no me over here. There's no is he good to me. You see? Bribery exemplifies the highest level of the personal. That's why it says, Lo Yigach Shochad means no Shochad. The concept of Shochad is impossible because the framework is a different framework. That's what it means. You see? It's not a question of God saying, was this individual good to me or was he bad to me? Doesn't matter how good he was to me. But the fact is, you have to judge him according to his nature in order to perfect him. So if there's any defect, he has to be perfected. A person can't think that God is I'm on God's side. So people feel that way. I'm on God's side. I was very good. I did this and that. So I'm okay. I don't have to worry. There is no such concept. The nature of the judgment is totally different. It's not a personal judgment. And Shochad represents a corruption which is possible only because of the personal framework. That's what Shochad is. Shochad is based on the personal. You say you're going to take care of the individual person. Okay, so once again, we're doing the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in the last Mishnah in paragraph E. Okay? It's difficult, very difficult Mishnah. What are the ideas in the Mishnah? It's not the philosophy of Chazal. Not in line with the philosophy of Chazal for a person to be morbid, to simply every moment of his life just think about the pachad nisa. I mean, the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara says that if a person wants to do an avera, so the Gemara says so he should. There's different natures. The matara, the krishma. And then finally the Gemara says, Yaski Yom HaMisha. Nothing works. It's Yaski Yom HaMisha. So Yaski Yom HaMisha is the last resort. last resort. It's only after he went through the previous stages. But it's not the philosophy of Chazal that a person should be morbid. A person should constantly walk around as if he sees the Malach HaMavos in front of his eyes. There shouldn't be a chayt there. That's not the derech of Chazal. What are the ideas of the Mishnah telling us? That HaKadosh Baruch is a Borei? Yeah, everybody knows HaKadosh Baruch is a Borei. HaKadosh Baruch is a Dayan, taking a look at what's in the certain points in the Mishnah that are a little strange, you might find an opening here. It says like this. But the Mishnah starts off and says, Who are Yoma HaYilidim Lomo? Those who are born are destined to die. Then it says, Amesim Lahachayos V'achayim Lidun Lidun. Okay. Now really the order is a strange order. What should the order have been? It should have been like this. You want to go chronologically, it should have been like this. HaYilidim Lomo V'achayim Lidun V'amesim L'achayot. That would have been the chronological order. First the person is born, and then he lives, and then he dies. But the Mishnah reversed it. Yilidim Lomos, Amesim L'achayot, and then L'achayim Lidun. Which is a strange thing. It's Lei Del Adil Avada. What is the purpose? What is the meaning? See, I think that this Mishnah is tied with the previous Mishnah. But it's tied very, very closely with the previous mission. And it's both from Rabbi Elazar Kapar. What did Rabbi Elazar Kapar say? He said that there's three things of Moshe, Sodom, and Olam. Kinan, Tav, and Kavan. Which means that if a person is tied to those infantile emotions of that's his reality. His reality is dictated by what another person has, or by overemphasizing his own importance, or it's dictated by his natural inclination. In other words, it simply follows his natural inclination. So it's motius adam and olam. What does motius adam and olam mean? It means to say it takes him away from reality. It means his life is not in reality. Now the Mishnah over here, this Mishnah, is the conclusion really of the previous Mishnah. What the Mishnah is stating is as follows. The Mishnah is stating that those things are Moses, Adam, and Olam. But these are the things that constitute the true Olam. These are the things that constitute the true Olam. It's really a continuation. It's the Olam. Now, what does it mean when it says, Hayulidim Lomos Vamesim Lahayos? So, Hayulidim Lomos is Pasha. Why does it have to mention Hamesim Lahayos? Kirsanesim. What's the importance of mentioning the Kirsanesim? Hayiludim Lomos, so Rabbeinu Yonah says, Me'acha Shasofam Lomos Hayom B'chayim Mochel B'kev Yeshvam Mahar B'maisim L'Rosh Yitzhira. Okay, so the person knows he's going to die, he says, L'Rosh Yitzhira. Yes, Yom Yitzhira, fine. What's on Mason L'Hachayos? Ki'achayim Hashem Yisbarach L'Rosh Yitzhira. All right? So, it's then. Because apparently he wants to say that it has to do with then. Yes. But then the question is, Achayim Lodin is a repetition if you're going to say it has to do with him. Mason, for Mason, Achayos means it's clear from Mason in the time of the resurrection. So then what's going to happen is there'll be a judgment day. So then that's again Mishpat, that's Lidun. So then what's Achayim Lodin? It's a repetition. I think it's Charles like this. What he's saying is, or what Kapar is trying to say is, that he's trying to describe the world of true reality. And he's explaining like this. What he's saying is that when a person looks at a child that's just born, so a person sees the beginning of life. And a person in his mind, when he sees an old person, he looks at the old person like this person represents a process of dying. And death is to a person psychologically something which is abhorrent, which he fears, he tries to avoid in his mind. So when he sees the beginning of life, it's something which makes him happy. See, people are happy when they see babies born, new life. People feel people are very happy when a child is born. It's a good sign. People feel joyous because it ties them to the idea of life. And old age, when a person deteriorates and a person dies, so this is a stage that a person feels that in their mind, mentally, they try to avoid. I mean, you don't have to look around too far to see what people try to do to avoid the aging process. Not only to avoid the aging process, but even to avoid the appearance of the aging process. Even though they can't do anything about the process itself, but they feel happy if they can do something to avoid the appearance of the process. At least they can fool themselves that the process is not going on so quickly. But what the Mishnah is saying is that those emotions of a person, when a person sees a young child and he has a feeling that this is life, the beginning of life, or he sees an older person and he has the opposite kind of a feeling, the Mishnah says those feelings are completely false. On the contrary, Hayyuludim, from the moment that a person is born, it's lamas. It's only if an individual fools himself by sort of in his mind stopping the clock and thinking that this is a state of this state is associated to life. But in truth, I mean, if the person would look at the total scope of things, the total scope of reality, so that's how you live in Lama. There's no reason to get excited when a person, when you see a newborn child, that this is a sign of life. It's a little Lama. It's just a matter of time. It simply is going, the direction has already begun. From the moment the child is born, his objective has already been determined already that it's Lama. That it's already Misa. Misa is inherent in the first moment of birth, logically. Emotionally, a person doesn't want to accept it. Emotionally, a person wants to divide the two. Not happy with accepting that idea. But if a person looks at it realistically, in terms of the scope of reality of time, there's many, many illusions. Many, many illusions. By the way, Chazal say, I just want to emphasize, Chazal say that the Gemara says that in Tzuvos, the Gemara says that somebody was giving a hesped. So in the hesped, he said, Harbe Shasu. The hesped is talking about somebody died. He said, Harbe Shasu, many people died. Harbe Yishter. He said, people are going to die. So the Gemara says, Harbe Shasu Lema. Many have died. It's okay for the master to say. But Harbe Yishtu Lo Lema. Don't say a lot of. Harbe Shasu is a drink. Many have drank of this. Many have drunk of this coat, so to speak. Means many have died. Harbe Yishtu, many will drink, means that many will die in the future. Someone says, Harbe Yishtu Lo Lema. Don't say. The master shouldn't say Harbe Yishtu. Why? Because the Gemara says, Lo Olam al Yiftach Adam Eskid L'Sof. Person shouldn't open up his mouth to Satan, so to speak. What does it mean? And he shouldn't mention the fact that Master shouldn't say that to him. Shouldn't say that to him. So you see, on the contrary, that Chazal didn't hold that a person should be morbid. On the contrary, that was it. That's the best time to tell them. Rabbi Yishtu, scare them. Okay. So that's why I'm telling you that the Mishnah doesn't, the Chazal didn't hold from that idea of scaring a person. Rabbi Yishtu lo lema, don't, at least the super sudden, shouldn't say that. But the person's emotions can't tolerate such a thing, and therefore you shouldn't say such things to people because it'll make them depressed. It'll make them depressed, and on the contrary, it's not a good approach. But why does the Mishnah say it? You see, the Mishnah says it because it's a philosophical study. Philosophical study, then the person's true. Then you're interested in uncovering the truth and the ideas. That's the place to say it. But just to give a a sudden jolt and say that harbe yishta, that's not good. That's not good for a person. So what Chazal is saying, what the Mishnah or a lot of Kapra are saying is like this. That the truth of the matter is, Ayiludim Lamas. So the when a person sees a child, he thinks of life, it's really philosophically, the child from the day he's born is has one goal, and that goal is death. V'ha-mesim, when a person sees a mace, so emotionally he feels that this is, it's a horror, this is the finality of man. Mesa, death, the ultimate finality of man is something that people can't tolerate that idea. So there's one psychologist that said that no human being can ever envision his own death. Maintain it's impossible for a human being to grasp the idea of his own death. It's such an alien idea for the human mind. So Chazal say von Mason, and when a person looks at a dead person, deceased, so he's filled with horror. No, lachayot. It means that the way the emotion, because this transformation means that eventually is going to live again. Transformation. When are you giving the term? If there's a chazal like that, chazal say that. Chazal say yes. Yeah, going that. That's right. And chazal say lost in love, though, that when somebody will die, when they want to die, and this will say a transformation. Why lost the level? So why will they say a tell maker? Because they'll recognize that it really is a good. So what the Mishnah is saying is like this. The Mishnah is saying that it says Vachayim Lidun. Vachayim Lidun is left. What it means is like this. What it means is that the world, Sphere Belozer Kapar, is continuing. He's going on what's Motius Adam and Olam. Motius Adam and Olam is hanging on to the infantile types of gratification, the infantile world, and not being able to allow the intellect to register knowledge. That's the Motius Adam and Olam. The person is caught up with that kind of reality. So he says, but what is the true reality? So he describes the true reality. The true reality is the recognition that the way the world appears to us through our emotions is not the true world. Because the world that appears to us is the world where a person sees a newborn, he thinks this is the highest expression of life. A dead person, that's the farthest thing away from life. And in truth, it's exactly the opposite. Because the Yeludim, he's destined immediately, he's just beginning the physical existence. The beginning of the physical existence immediately means that there's a goal, which means that it's going to terminate. And the person that is dead, on the contrary, it doesn't mean that this doesn't represent a state, a horrible state that a person tries to avoid. But it's l'achayos. The truth of the matter is that the soul of man continues its existence beyond the physical. And eventually there will even be a Tchias HaMeisim on this earth. So what Chazal is saying is that in order for a person to grasp reality, what he has to do is he cannot live by a reality that are described by his emotions. And what is the description of the emotions? The description of emotions is, on the contrary, people would say, Yeludin Lahachayos. And the Mason is Krabotlo. So Chazal say that a person has to look at life, has to be able to look at life with his mind's eye. With his mind's eye. And not look at life through the way the emotions make him feel. His natural inclination. Okay. V'achayim, so what's v'achayim? V'achayim lidun means that the essence of life is really din. The essence of life is din. But what's the essence of life to most people is pleasure. People associate life with pleasure. But on the contrary, the essence of life is lidun. Lidun means din. Din means that whatever a person does in a decision-making process, that's what life is. The essence of life is a decision-making process. in terms of his neshama. That's the essence of life. So that's why the Mishnah has this order, Bedakta. The Mishnah's order is not a chronological order. The Mishnah's order is an order of uncovering of reality. It means to say that a person, in order to grasp reality, cannot be moved by the emotional impact of certain aspects of life, like when he sees a yell at or when he sees a mace. On the contrary, he must always see before his mind's eye the true reality, which is that the soul of man is something which is not perceived by the senses, and yet exists throughout his life and continues its existence beyond his life, and eventually even will be part of Kriyas HaMeisim, which means that eventually we'll have another life on this earth as well. Kriyas HaMeisim. Kriyas HaMeisim goes to the farthest removed from a person's... The reason why I mention Kriyas HaMeisim is because it's the furthest removed from a person's imagination. If a person's imagination would be, okay, if you say a person survives his biological death, they say, okay, fine. But to say that he's going to once again have a guf, that's something which the English is more absurd. But that's the reality, and a person must see before his mind's eye the reality of the way God created the human being, the way God created the world. That's why it has that order. Now, the next few words in the Mishnah are important. Again, yes? Yeah. Ayin lo ros ol akim zelofecha, that no human being can conceive of what the existence of the soul is beyond the grave. That's a Navi says that. That's true. But that there is such a phenomena, a person can understand. Not only can a person understand, a person is capable of even demonstrating it to a certain degree. Okay. Now it's like this. Leida lehodia levada. This is next few words. Leida means to know. Lehodia means to make known, and levada, and to be known. What does the Mishnah mean by those two terms? What it means is like this. The emphasis is on yedia. The emphasis is on yedia. Leida. Leida lehodia levada. The emphasis is on knowledge. Das, understanding. The Mishnah is saying that in order for a person to be in the true world of reality, to see the world of reality, he must be tied to das, to knowledge. Like the Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, that a person's Avas Hashem is in direct proportion with his knowledge. give me your $1. So the prospect says, there won't be any more process of teaching the Dias Hashem. That's the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. What's the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu talking about, really? Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is talking about Yemos HaMashiach. Yemos HaMashiach. Hinei yomim boyim numar Hashem. V'charati es beis Yisrael v'es beis Yehudo bris chadasha. Okay, what is the bris chadasha? So the bris chadasha, the way the Radak explains, let me tell you, the bris chadasha is not a Torah chadasha. Chas v'sholom, but the Torah of Sinai is the only Torah. But bris chadasha means a new covenant. Lo kabris asher karati asavosom biyom hechaziki biyodom lo tziyom me'eret Yisrael. Asher heimo heferes brisi. Vanochi balti bom no Hashem. He zos habris asher echros es beis Yisrael achra yom mohen. Numar Hashem nosati es terasi bekirba. What is the bris? It means Yemos HaMashiach. Yemos HaMashiach will be a different type of a situation. What type of situation? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the new bris is Nasati es Torasi b'kirbom va'al libam echtavena. I've given my Torah in their hearts, in their midst, and I will inscribe it on their hearts. V'yisi lohem le'lokim v'heim o'yil li'lo'am. Then the Pasuk says, V'lo ya'alamdu od ish Yisrael v'ish Yisrael v'lema du'as ad Hashem. Kichulam yedu osi v'nektanam v'agdola. Okay. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah is referring to. It's an interesting thing. Wasn't the kind of like a dolam? It's hard to understand because Das Hashem is not a very simple thing. Kind of seems connected to Rambam. Okay. The question is like this. You see, we have to ask a basic what. I think there's an important idea here. I don't think this idea ever received, for some reason, is not too popular in terms of people getting mussed about this idea. I think it's an important idea. You see, we have to understand, what does it mean when we say Leida Hashem? Leida Lehodia Livada. That's three different levels. We'll get back to we'll describe what the three levels are exactly. But what is the idea? What is the concept? The concept is that a person has to have Das Hashem. Das Hashem, like the Torah of the Rambam says. Avas Hashem is impossible. Can't exceed the Das. If a person is an ignoramus, he can't really have Avas Hashem. And no matter how much he tries and feels that he has Avas Hashem, it's nothing. Because it can't exceed the knowledge. That's what the Rambam says. So therefore you see that it's a Yesod Niyadas that a person must have knowledge of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, God. But how is it possible for a person to have knowledge of God? What does it mean? How is it possible for an individual, a human being, who can't even understand, his environment, can't even understand like the Rambam explains, things that are on this earth, and, that a person finds himself in their immediate environment are the easiest things to understand. Higher levels are to understand the heavens, to understand the universe. But a person even has difficulty understanding those things in which he is surrounded by. I mean, the ideas of ecology have only recently really begun to become unraveled after thousands of years of the human mind pondering nature. So a person is the human mind is so weak that even after thousands of years, they still don't fully comprehend concepts that are in their immediate environment. How could they understand their Rebbeinu? How could a person understand God? What does it mean? Das Hashem? What does that mean? What Das Hashem? What's the concept? Das Hashem is in Kol Torah Kula. Atah Reis Das. Yadat Hayom Vashiros Olavavecha. Everything is Yedias Hashem. What does Yedias Hashem really mean? What does it mean? After the person hears Yedias Hashem, what does the concept mean? Das. Masha Gam the Perish Lipnega. He says, objective in life. Very subjective. Who are Sagas Hashem? All this for them. Is in that what? Yes.
What?
You have to tell me what Yedias Hashem is, first of all, and then you have to tell me how it's possible to have different levels of Yedias Hashem. Because the Rambam says, over here, the Rambam says in his Agdoma in Te'ovos, in the fifth parak, the Rambam says that this should be a person's whole tachlis in life. That's it's his obsession in life. He says, Who asagas Hashem yisborach, tefi yachol asar modasa, v'yosim kulosav kulam tmulosav v'mulchosav v'chol devorav, mevim v'zeh atachlis, ad shelo yiyah b'pulosav devor mipor lahevel, v'atlam apol shelo yiyah l'zatav. Rambam explains in the whole parak, in this beautiful parak, Ram goes through how a person's life should be organized, that this should be the tachlis, this should be the purpose of his existence, and everything he does only for that purpose. That's the only reason he does it. And anything which is not in line with the purpose of knowledge of God, he doesn't do. And the Rambam gives a detailed description of what type of a life such a person has, and he doesn't, he only eats because he has strength in order to have the Yedias Hashem, and he sleeps and only to rest himself, and every action that he does is for the purpose of the Yedias Hashem. And the Rambam says, when he concludes, he says, a person who lives like that, he is like another. He says, Ram says, at the end of that verse. If anyone who lives on that level, he says, I say that he's another. He's on the level of another. The highest level. Okay? It's a beautiful parish. And the Rambam doesn't say in that parish, does not preach asceticism. Rambam doesn't preach asceticism in that parish. He even mentions that a person should enjoy life. He says, when you wear nice clothes and it makes him feel good. And he goes through the Chazal, the various Chazal. And then he concludes, he says, but it all has to be for the purpose of his psychological well-being in order that he should be able to learn. And then he says at the end, that's for half days of Hashem Elokecha. He says, what does it mean? V'chol levov cho, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol maydecho. Ratzon not one, v'chol chelpi nafshecho. She'atas et tachlis chochel men et tachlis achas. V'ul avas Hashem izbar. Because avas Hashem, yedias Hashem to Ramas and Animus. Exact same thing. Okay? He says, Vada. He says, you should know, Shizos Madrega, Madrega, Yona Ma'od, Rachamura. This is a very high level. Lo Yasigua la Ma'at Mizer. Only very few people will ever reach that level. Va'achar Hergul Gavit. And only after a tremendous amount of effort, tremendous amount of work. Because she is Dame Mithias Ho'odon. It doesn't just mean, the reason why I switched it, I don't want to say habit, because habit doesn't convey the idea. The hergel of him means a hergel which comes through effort. Because she is Dame Mithias Ho'odon Shezen Yano. He says, and if a person reaches this level, he says, Ani Omer Shehu Lamatam and Anavim. I say he's one level below Nevuah. That's the highest level for the Ram. Because Nevuah is a natural result. It's the natural result after perfection. It means Lamatam and Anavim means it's the highest level that a person can ever attain. So that's the whole purpose of life. I mean, it's true, very few people have reached that level, but we have to understand what that level is. And we're not on that level, but we still can appreciate and understanding and gain from understanding what that level is. But I want to understand what is the most basic idea of Das Hashem? Yedias Hashem apparently is Ein Tov. It's endless. A person can never comprehend Chochmas Hashem. It's impossible. So it's something which is which has an endless shear. It's an endless shear. Endless shear, yeah. The Ram says, what is Avas Hashem? So the Ram mentions what you're saying. Ram says that what is Avas Hashem? Okay, he says, Bishoshi is boning Odom the mass of a Bruv and a Chloim, like a Dolan. When a person analyzes and thinks into the wondrous creatures and actions of God, the Yermen Chachmosa Shein Lam Erech Volokates. and he sees the endless wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad, who always in the Shabeach and the foil, Mes'avet, Taiva Gadola, Leida Hashem Adaro. So then he's filled with a tremendous desire to know God. That's what the Rambam says. You see, now, this is true, that a person who is I mentioned many times, that many scientists, many physicists, appreciate a Chochmas Hashem. Einstein, Rabbi, I mean, many of them, appreciate Chochmas Hashem. And Yadus maintains that if a person is emotionally not distorted, if he sees the Chochmas Abriya, immediately he has to see Yad Hashem. It's a natural result, if it's not a distorted individual. I wanted to mention this, Bein Shachna was a collaborator of Einstein, student of Einstein. I just want to give you a description of what he says. I'll tell you why I'm doing it. He says like this. Bein Shachna. He says like this.
Yeah,
it's true. He's a great physicist. He says, what little we understand of the deeper workings of the world is yet enough to reveal a sublime harmony beneath its turmoil and complexity. Our fragmentary knowledge is not lightly acquired. A meager handful of men is vouchsafed each generation with the precious gift of scientific insight, and we marvel at their powers. How much more, then, shall we marvel at the wondrous powers of God, who created the heaven and the earth from a primal essence of such exquisite subtlety that with it he could fashion brains and minds afire with a divine gift of clairvoyance to penetrate his mysteries. If the mind of a mere Bohr or Einstein astounds us with its power, how may we begin to extol the glory of God who created us? This is a... What I want to mention is like this. A lot of Chacham have the same reaction. The reaction is the reaction that the Rambam mentions. It's the reaction of the Rambam. The Shoshim is boning or Adam, the brew of a Maisav and a Flan, the Yirman, Chachmas, Hashem, Kate, and the Yadu, Oiv, and the Shabeach, and the Flora. It's a natural result. If a person does not arrive at such a conclusion, there's something wrong with him psychologically. That's why Chazal insists that before a person gets the higher perfection, he must perfect the midos, because if there's something wrong with the midos, then his mind can't operate properly. So that's a natural result. But what do I want? Why did I bring that in? I wanted to mention one thing. What do you see from a person like this? A person like Bein Shachna? What do you see from him? You see one clear thing. That to him, God was a reality. God registered in the same part of his mind that his scientific investigations took place. You see, that's Yediyas Hashem. That's the concept of Yediyas Hashem. Yediyas Hashem means that the same part of the individual which ponders reality recognizes God. Same part of his makeup. You see, that's Yediyas Hashem. Now, the more a person understands of Chochmas Hashem, the greater the level of Avas Hashem and Yediyas Hashem is. Yediyas Hashem does not mean knowing God. That's impossible for a human being. No such phenomenon. But Yediyas Hashem means that the idea of God registers on the person's mind, in the reasoning part of his mind. It is not a religious notion anymore. Not simply a religious notion that he has to believe in God. Not a religious notion. It is a reality. Now, if a person studies Chochmas Hashem and he could understand, for instance, let's say a person could understand what he mentions, the first moments of creation, how the Chochmah that was necessary to be involved in the primary matter that a whole universe should unravel. Can we begin to imagine what kind of Chochmah that is, with galaxies and with planets and with this earth and every area filled with endless Chochmah? I mean, we can't imagine such a being. It's impossible But of course, for the human mind, it's comprehend such a thing. I mean, the greatest computer that a person can imagine is silly compared to this. So the concept, the more a person sees of Chochmas Hashem, the more a person appreciates, in terms of his reality principle, he gains and he appreciates Yedias Hashem and Avas Hashem. That's the concept. That's why it says, Leida Lehodia Livoda. The emphasis is clear. The emphasis is on Yedias Hashem. That a person, in order for a person to, that's a Belozar Kapor, continuing, in order for a person to live in the true world of reality, the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to register on his das. Not enough if he's religiously believes in God. That's not really the level. I mean, of course, Yadis is for everybody, so Yadis, different stages, a person starts off with a belief, but it has to, that's not really the level. The level has to be the essence. I'll show you an interesting thing. We, our halachas are always very strange. They're never quite the way they seem they should be. For a good reason, because they're very deep. But for instance, what do we do? Tamayim b'chol yom is mitzvah kriya shma. What is kriya shma, basically? Kabbalah shalom malchus shamayim. It's kabbalah shalom malchus shamayim. Kriya shatash is kabbalah shalom malchus shamayim. That's why you had baruch shem kron chus l'mavot. Baruch shem is the key in kabbalah shalom malchus shamayim. And that's why if you're not mechavim for the first pasuk, you're not yotzeh. All right? But if I would ask somebody to devise a formula for Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim, I don't think anybody would say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They'd say Ani Mekabel Al Atzmi Kol Ha'Inuyim Shebaolam. Actually, there is the Mishnah that's been done. It says a person when he says Krishna, he brings down from the front, and the person says Krishna, should have in mind that even he'll be most in Nashal Kiddush Hashem. Okay, but that's not in the pasuk. That's only as a matter of fact because it says Vav Hashem Elokeinu Bechol Avavcha Bechol Nafshecha. Fine, but that part if you're not mechavim yates anyway. So it's true. I'm not saying it's not true, but it's not. It's still not essential. If a person would devise a formula for Kabbalah Shomar Hashemayim, they would have something like that. That's what they'd say. That I'm a Kabbalah on myself, even if I have to give up my life to serve God. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah said a different formula. Shema Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokeinu, Ad Hashem Echad. How is it possible? Why is that Kabbalah so malchus shamayim? Where's the Kabbalah? And the answer is, the Kabbalah lies in the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that if a person has a true appreciation and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Kabbalah so malchus shamayim. Shema Yisrael Ad Hashem is Hoyo V'yiyah. It means the concept of the one who exists eternally. Elokeinu. Elokeinu means Hashgacha. Ad Hashem, Hoyo V'yiyah, Echad. Echad Achdus means Ein Achdus Kachdusa. Then already Achdus is talking about the perceiving Chochmas Hashem. The perception of Chochmas Hashem is the Kabbalah Samar Hashemayim. That is the Kabbalah Samar Hashemayim. It means a person recognizing the reality of God, when that registers on his mind, that is Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. That's the height of Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. And Baruch Shem from Malchus Shemayim. That's Kabbalah from Malchus Shemayim. That's Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi's Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I mentioned. I mentioned the scientific, but the Rambam mentioned in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the same thing is true with Chochmas HaTorah. It's not just Ma'aseh Hashem. The Rambam mentions Ma'aseh Hashem. It means Chochmas HaTorah as well. If a person understands and sees the infinite Chochmas HaTorah, he also perceives Chochmas Hashem. But the Rambam is saying that Yedias Hashem, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, is even if a person didn't have Torah, he still would have the mitzvah of Avas Hashem through the Bria. And even with Torah, Yedias Hashem through the Bria is a necessary level. Eventually, Maisa Bereishis, because I'll say Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Bereishis means knowledge of creation. That's knowledge of physics. Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Makala. Okay. But that's really the concept of Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim means that a person's seichel. I mean, you see, our epistemology is a little different than the epistemologists, the philosophical epistemologists. Philosophical epistemologists say, what is reason? And there's no end to, they have reason about reason. Eventually, you can't reason anymore. But the what Yadis maintains is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person in Tzelem Elokim is a Sechel HaYosha. And a person can perceive, if the emotions aren't operating, then you can perceive what the Sechel HaYosha depicts. And the Sechel HaYosha has to conclude that there's a Boreal and if he sees Chachmas Hashem. Has to be that. What is Livoda? I understand Yodea and Lehodia. But what is the Livoda? What does it mean to be now? So Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Lehodia and Livoda are different because Lehodia is Bolam Hazeh and Livoda is Moshe Mashiach. From the Pasuk in Yom Yom. Okay. Now, it's interesting. The Ramban says on Parshas, there are two Mepharshim here, I think that have to do with what we're talking about here. Ramban and Parshas Nitzavim, interestingly enough, I mentioned Ramban once before. Moral Hashem Lekechas Levavcha, it says, he's also speaking about Yemes Mashiach. Vahoyu God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your children. Okay. So the Ramban says like this. Ramban says, Zeu Shoma, Abolatayah Messiah Naso, Mafticha Shetoshevelo of Behol Lavovcha, Vuhu Yazarotcha. Now this is like this. Okay. It means because Ramban's bothered the Kasha, wasn't it? Mola Hashem Lekechas Lavovcha, God is going to circumcise your heart. A person has to do this for his own Bechira. So what do you mean God is going to do it for him? So he says it means a ball of time of saying that. So if a person puts in a sincere effort, so then he becomes worthy of the Ashgacha in his process of investigation, in his very search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God joins him and gives him a special Ashgacha which assists him to gain more and more knowledge and more Avas Hashem. More Hashem comes over. That's it. But he says like this. The Nira Min HaKsuvim, he says another chapter. In there, Sheomar. He says this is true for the entire time of the Torah. He says a person wants to do good, he can do good, wants to do evil, he can do evil. He says by nature the Bechira will be the Torah. We'll choose the good. Lo yisaveh lohem alev l'mashayin eroi. The heart will not desire that which is not good for the soul. V'lo yachpos boklal. V'hi hamila haniskeres. And that's what it means, omo. Haniskeres kan. Ki hachemdo v'ataiva olo l'alev. Because the desire and the taiva is considered like a foreskin to the heart. The man at that time will go back to the state of Adam Rishon Bikodom Achet. It's an amazing Ramban. He didn't have the conflicting desires. He says, He quotes the same Yom Yom. It will be a dua to Yetzalev Adam Ram in the Rav, Chichim Lamed Asam, Elashis Baal Yitzram Bismanahu. He says, how could it say that one won't teach the other Das Hashem? Doesn't make any sense. We know, like the Rambam says, that a person is an instinctual, starts off with being an instinctual creature. And then he has to first work on himself to perfect himself. So how can it say one won't teach the other? It's impossible. So he says, what it means is, what the Pasuk means, he says, so it means there will be a total change in human nature. Now this parasha is talking about Avas Hashem, but Avas Hashem, like the Rambam says, is Yedias Hashem. And the parasha itself says, because it says, V'yadata hayom v'ashivoso el levavecho. That's the pasuk. V'yadata hayom, on the pasuk v'ashivoso el levavecho, it says, his bonein b'chelke hasose. This u'sishivein el levavcho yachtov. What does it mean, Vashivosa El Levavecha? So he says you should be Mizbonein Bechelke Asosa, means the contradictory philosophies and ideas. Usishivein El Levavecha Yachtov, Lahavchin Ho Emes Min Hasheker. Ubozet Takir, Kama Rochachto Min Akel Yisala, Bedeyosu Bimin Hogim Hashaloka Torosa. Now you see, there's another pasuk, exact same pasuk, in Voschanah, where it says the Yadata Hayom. So over there starts off the Yadata Hayom Vashivos Levavecha. Over there it just says Vashivos Levavecha. And it's, the Sefuno says the same thing, but he elaborates a little bit more. Yeah. Here it is. So look at it. The Yadata Hayom, it's in Dvarim Dalit Pasuk Lamed Tes. The Yadata Hayom Vashivos Levavecha. He says, the pasuk says, yeah, it talks about the nisim and the tzrayim, and then it says like this. Yom in Cain, the Sephora says, Roy believes suffix shef is boning the teda kol chelke asosa. You should know all the contradictory ideas. Vashivos el levavecha. Va'achar is bonimus. Toshiv el levavecha achelek ha'amitim. Then you should, vashivos el levavecha. I mean, you should take the true idea, and that's the one that you should absorb by your heart. And what is that? V'hu ker Hashem Elokim. Ha-mesader ha-nitzchi. Ha-mefursam ha-shamayim ma'al-vazno. Ki omnam al-zeh yor-asidrom v'takles ha-musig mehem ha-shalo yusag zulosam u-behem no-da-shiyesh nim-tzichoy. He goes with us, because then you understand that the knowledge of God is infinite. And when a person investigates Chochmas Hashem, he sees, he mentions, that there is as little as we know, but we see from Chochmas Hashem, we see that there is a design and a pattern, and otherwise there's no Chochmas. So he says, and then the idea will be clear to you that there is a being behind this pattern, is directing the pattern. Eino, du mizeh yivoda she'eino, ki hu min ha-hekach, she'lo yiyah kol zeh, zulasi b'koach, eizen nimtza nivdal mechomer, ma'od, na'lo b'tachvat so'echshu. That's what he says. See, because if a person sees Chochmas Hashem, and he sees the Chochmas of the universe, he says, he draws the conclusion that it's impossible that this should exist, Unless there is a being that is completely differentiated and far removed from the entire physical creation, nivdo mechomer, from anything physical, ma'od na lo betachlis ha'efshach, v'hu nimna sheyia yoser me'echad, v'zosa ma'dzega me'ha'iloi, asher ein kamoa. Okay? So he mentions, says, ki b'nivdolim lo yipo misper zulosi b'yosem b'lti shavim ma'dzega. Yeah, it's a little Rama. That's Achdus Hashem. That's Hashem Achad. Achdus means the fact that God is not physical. But you can't differentiate, you only differentiate between physical objects, otherwise you can't differentiate. So...